Pornhub has left Texas. How do we get them to leave South Carolina? Chuck Schumer tuts on Benjamin Netanyahu. We find out who the real Yahoo is. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris bolster the abortion position of the Biden administration ahead of 2024 by bringing on the ever-popular in 2024 Christina Aguilera. Dylan Mulvaney makes his return today on the Palmetto County Matters show. Welcome in. It's the Friday edition of the program. I will not mention that. Never mind. Friday edition of the program, Friday, March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's the Ides of March, so don't go to the Senate today. speaking of the Senate, Justin Hall, Mitch Prosser here with you. The Senate currently has a bill sitting in committee here in South Carolina, H. 3424, the Child Online Safety Act, or the Age Verification Act.
AVA.
Which would require any website that has a certain percentage of adult material on its website to enforce age verification on its website. If they don't, they'll be sued by the state. Texas just did this. Pornhub's pulling out of Texas. Pornhub, in part, in their notification to users that you can't access this stuff, not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech, is porn protected speech? I mean, I've been told that obscenity is something that you know it when you see it. This Age Verification Act fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas's stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. So the porn website would like to educate you on what it means to protect minors. And they say that these types of bills are the least effective, but yet also the most restrictive. Do you know what it means if you're the most restrictive?
It means Pornhub leaves.
It means Pornhub leaves, which means that bill is pretty darn effective.
Check. It's effective.
And again, why is it that me requiring children not to be on there, age verification for 18 and over, why is that suddenly a problem for you?
Ooh. Because it's one of the most profitable portions of our culture. And
also they're infusing the trans stuff into it.
Yeah, of course.
They're wormholing you.
Yeah. They're sad. They've got to go away because on the backs of children.
Take their ball and go home.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly what this is. It's pouting about, well, we can't stay in Texas, you know. And They can't stay in Utah. They've left other states as well. Mm-hmm. And all this on the back of children. Just because you want to protect 18-year-olds. Hello? Yes, we want to protect children, the innocent, most vulnerable among us, from the harms of viewing, ingesting, destroying your life with pornography. No mm-hmm. kidding. It's one of the most profitable portions, segments of the seedy underbelly of our culture. Yep. So is it going to ever completely go away? We wish it would. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, not until, you know, the church gets involved, more involved, people, you know, cut that out of their life. Mm-hmm. Once again, we understand that it's not going away. But in this case, hey, you want to take your ball and go home? Bye.
Yeah. See ya. All right. On to the next story. Chuck Schumer issues a statement on Israel yesterday on the Senate floor where he says the world has changed radically since October 7th and then the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. Remember October 7th, that's when Hamas invaded a sovereign nation, Israel, and killed men, women, and children for simply being Israelis. Because they killed Palestinians. They killed Israeli Arabs too. They killed Israeli Muslims too. Let me phrase that the proper way, right? Just because you're Israeli or just because you're Jew, they were at that point not even discriminate anymore. Chuck Schumer, the highest ranking Jewish official in the United States, says that Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take precedence over the best interests of Israel. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah, he said. But Chuck Schumer also pushed for a two-state solution, which is not going to work. First of all, Senator Schumer, where do you get off? Who gives you the right? Maybe it's time to take your ball and go home. Let me try to make sure we understand some things here. Israel changes prime ministers over the last 20 years like I change socks. I change socks frequently.
Thankfully.
According to Lieutenant Dan, it's very important.
You've quoted a lot of movies or TV shows.
I do what I can.
The one common thread I will say, though, is that Bibi has been in and out of the prime minister role for 2 decades.
Sure.
So because it is a common thread.
There's shifting and there's changing. Sure. But let me explain something to you. Netanyahu is not running the country alone right now.
No, it's a unity government.
It's a unity coalition wartime government where his chief political rivals are serving alongside him.
Because why is that? War.
Unbelievable. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said this on Twitter. Regardless of our political opinion, we strongly oppose external political intervention in Israel's internal affairs. We are an independent nation, not a banana republic. With the threat of terrorism on its way to the West, it would be best if the international community would assist Israel in its just war, thereby also protecting their own countries.
You know, I'm trying to draw correct correlation here. You know, the Pied Piper kind of comes to mind. I don't think that fits exactly. Chuck Schumer it's ironic to me. Because really what he's saying here is, don't trust Bibi Netanyahu, trust me. Trust people like me who are telling you that Bibi Netanyahu's antiquated, outdated, unuseful solution for protecting Israel, you know, like kicking the bad guys out and making sure they don't come back, that just doesn't work anymore. Instead, we need to find a way to get along with the bad guys. You know, those same people that came in on October the 7th and killed people, destroyed lives. We need to shake hands with them. Find a way to peacefully coexist. Yep. Now, in a perfect world, I'll just be honest. In a perfect world, Chuck Schumer's right. We need to find a way to shake hands with people that we could peacefully coexist with. You know what the one flaw with Chuck Schumer's argument is? His utopian view of society is not right. We right. don't live in a perfect world. And the bad guys, the ones that did what they did on October the 7th, given the opportunity to do it again, you know what they're going to do, Justin?
They'll do it. Do it again.
No kidding.
Shocking.
Whether we want to call it ideological, whether we want to call it religious ideology, whether we want to call it just a way of life. There are people in this world that to their core hate another person or group of people. We've seen this evidence throughout the entirety of human existence and history on the big green and blue ball known as planet Earth.
Sure.
Go back to Cain and Abel. Mm-hmm. We could go to Isaac and Ishmael. We could go back to the so many different examples. You do not protect one group of people. You don't protect the sheep by allowing the wolves to come in and say, hey, wolves, you can eat all the meat you want around here. Just don't eat the sheep. What happens when the meat runs out? They lick their chops, look at the sheep and say, we're out of meat. Let's go after the sheep again. Mm-hmm. Could there be a time? And by the way, Chuck, I'm reminded of certain biblical passages mm-hmm. that call for a, what is that word? Peace.
Also, Abu Mazen is now 15 years into his first 4-year term as president of the Palestinian Authority.
15 years.
Into it, but only 15 years into his first 4-year term. And he won't hold elections. And he won't hold elections because if he held elections, guess who would replace him?
What happened?
Hamas.
What happened in 2010? What happened in 2010? Israelis left Gaza.
No, that was actually 2006.
Was it 2006? Was the full retreat, and I use that word intentionally, in 2010?
I think by 2010 there was zero.
And what happened to the Israelis as they left?
Shot at in the back.
They were ruthlessly murdered. Many of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Many. Several of them. Yeah. Why? Because peaceful coexistence could not occur.
Yeah, and it won't. It won't occur.
Now there will be a day.
Sure.
But it won't be the one that everybody thinks it is. So anytime I hear people clamoring, "Well, you gotta have peace," and yet it's a false peace. Beware, ladies and gentlemen. Beware.
Moving on.
Quickly.
From that story. Let's see here. I'll get into that poll here in a second. We'll hold that. Let's go to Jill Biden. Excuse me.
Dr.
Jill Biden. So Joe Biden has made it a key point, a cornerstone of his election campaign, his reelect, to say we need to stand up for the reproductive freedoms and rights of women. And I agree. I think women should have the freedom to reproduce. I agree. I'm all for that. I don't think we agree on what you're talking about, though, because you're talking about killing children, and I am not. So, they trotted out two people yesterday on Pi Day to feed you a pie full of nothingness. But what I love about Democrats, and I do mean this, is that they always feel like they have to pull a celebrity in. Remember the 2016 Democratic National Convention when a bunch of celebrities sang fight song about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
You remember that?
One
of the worst moments in American political history.
I remember Taylor Swift endorsed. Wait, that happened recently.
Taylor Swift endorsed Joe Biden in 2020 and did the whole thing. Olivia Rodrigo was handing out Plan B and condoms at
Alyssa
her concerts.
Alyssa
Milano's begging people to support her kids' t-ball team, then goes to the Super Bowl. Anyway, there are always celebrity endorsements about different because they don't live in the real world, and neither do the people in the bubble in Washington. They don't live in the real world. They don't understand what's going on. And so they're going to come in on these highbrow, Madonna-type issues.
Conservatives do the same thing, but in a different way.
We've
ridden the back of Tim Tebow for years.
But Tim Tebow is not. Tim Tebow is on issues. Tim Tebow's on human trafficking.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's on abortion.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's on equal rights and making sure that children with disabilities are valued. Tim Tebow's not being pulled into an election campaign and campaigning for
people, as
far as I'm aware. Now, so
Democrats are as far as I can remember, Democrats are the ones that started the rock the vote.
Sure.
Republicans then coattailed it.
I mean, our best attempt at it is Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair. So,
come on. Got to get that growl in there.
So, Dr. Jill Biden gets on this stand-up with Christina Aguilera. It's 2024. When was the last time Christina Aguilera was relevant?
The Voice.
2008?
The Voice.
The Voice is in season 32, and it's been on the air for 10 years. It's not a relevant show. Any show that does multiple seasons in a calendar
Who's
year is
more
not
relevant right now, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera? You do have a third option.
Neither?
Neither.
I would say people are genuinely concerned about Britney, so I would say that might be
save
one of them.
Britney.
So
from herself.
So both of them were a part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
So was Justin Timberlake.
But Christina Aguilera had a rather successful pop career.
M-I-C.
Again, no one under the age of 23
knows who she is.
Knows who she is. So you're trying to hit with this video. 30 to 50 crowd.
Millennials slash boomers.
Because even the 50-year-old, when Christina Aguilera was popular, they were probably in their 30s.
Yep.
So here's Dr. Jill Biden, because if anyone should talk about abortion, it's the doctor of education. Dr. Jill Biden and Christina Aguilera.
From state to state, abortion bans went into effect, threatening the health and lives of women across the country,
while also threatening doctors with prosecution for simply doing their jobs.
And now, extremists are even threatening the right to access IVF and contraception for so many families. Secrecy, shame, punishment, danger, even death. Extremists are working harder than ever to drag us back to a past we thought was long over.
But we say, Our reproductive health care decisions should be made by us and our doctors, not politicians.
We should have the freedom to make our decisions about our own bodies.
I will not let my daughter live in a world where politicians make decisions about her body.
This November, our reproductive rights will be on the ballot in all 50 states. Together, we need to stop a national abortion ban. Text WOMEN to 30330 to find out how you can get involved.
And go to IWillVote.com to check your voter registration status today.
Oh. Did you love the elevator music? My favorite part was Christina Aguilera said, "I will not allow my daughter to live."
All right. Okay.
Where do you want to go?
So poorly, where do you want to go? Poorly produced video, in so many ways. Sure. And if you don't believe me, just trust me because I'm reading from a script right now. We just shot a video. Full disclosure: we just shot a video for an implementation strategy that we're working on right now. More on that later. Mm-hmm. You try to make these as conversational as possible.
No, I will talk at you, and you will listen to dear leader.
By the way, the X handle, the Twitter handle, X Tina on the side of the screen.
Christina Aguilera, and it was an Instagram.
Ugh,
it's an Instagram name. Just let
you're
you know.
you're not 12 anymore, X Tina. You can change that now.
It's always been her thing, though.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
And by the way, I'm being
so
told...
So has you, I'm beautiful.
I'm being told that's Christina Aguilera. I can neither confirm nor deny.
I think she... Is that a Kardashian that's posing as Christina Aguilera?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But I can tell you they'll continue to trot out the celebrities on this. And Dr. Jill Biden will continue to say that women's reproductive health care is
She's
in grave danger.
Educate you.
No one... By the way, set aside your individual feelings on IVF. No one's trying to ban IVF. No one. No one of import. No one who can make decisions. Because, in fact, I will tell you, Republicans are overcorrecting on the issue. So...
And I think...
There has
just
to be a boogeyman.
Let's quickly go into that subject and then right back out. We'll talk more at length about IVF in the future. Right now, we are not... adamantly, Palmetto family is not adamantly opposed to responsible, biblical, Christ-like approaches to in vitro fertilization.
Sure.
I will say this. It's extremely important to make decisions knowing that you are handling life.
Yes.
In every way, shape, and form. Every one of the embryos that's created is a human being. Mm-hmm. And that's where we'll stop on that
sure.
for now.
Kamala Harris became the first vice president to tour an abortion facility.
Maybe she should be reading off a prompter.
She is... What a gal. Kamala Harris visited an abortion clinic in Minnesota. And, well...
You mean a women's health facility?
An abortion clinic. Take a look.
It is only right and fair that people have access to the health care they need, and that they have access to health care in an environment where they are treated with dignity and respect. And please do understand that when we talk about a clinic such as this, it is absolutely about health care and reproductive health care. So everyone get ready for the language, uterus. That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time. Issues like fibroids. We can handle this. Breast cancer screenings. Contraceptive care. That is the kind of work that happens here. In addition, of course, to abortion care. So to have laws in states that have caused clinics like this to shut down so that women have no access within any reasonable distance of where they live to get this vital care that is necessary to address their health needs and concerns.
Kamala Harris is a liar. Kamala Harris is one of the most evil people to ever hold federal office in this country. Kamala Harris has made it her main mission to see as many babies killed as possible. Is that good enough for you? Kamala Harris is an absolute fraud. Kamala Harris, whenever she gets in front of a camera, lies to you. Let me explain it why I'm saying this. Number one, this happened over in the South Carolina Senate last year, and I wanted to vomit then, and I'm going to vomit now too. Because here's the thing. Men don't want women to get abortions because we believe it's killing a child. Women don't want women to get abortions because they believe it's killing a child. But then because you're talking to a male, you think you have to talk down to me when you think I'm uncomfortable by you saying the word uterus. Guess what? I'm not uncomfortable about it. You know why? Because I'm an adult and I can handle it. Also, what is contraceptive care? And she lists all these different things that she's talking about, and then she goes, oh, and abortion care happens.
Yep.
Let me explain something to you. Then she says a bunch of these clinics have been shut down nationwide. Praise God. Here's the thing. I believe it is vitally important for women to get the health care they need when it comes to every single part of their biological body. Because while health care is not a right, it is a privilege, and we should be able to take care of ourselves for a good and ethical price. Okay? That's a later issue. Everything she listed outside of the abortion can be handled by an actual OBGYN at an OBGYN office. You don't have to go to an abortion clinic to get those things. If the abortion clinic shuts down, guess what's still around? Actual doctor's offices that treat patients and don't just kill babies. Those things exist. So when the second liar in chief, second in command, speaks to you about this issue, understand she's lying. And understand she doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about women. She cares about the same thing that the entire death cult cares about, making sure that we do not reach sustainable population growth and the society dies off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. And instead of replacing it through reproduction, we'll just replace it through shipping in more people. That's the goal.
And
was that too strong?
Yeah, good. A little Alex Jones there, but that's okay.
True.
Yeah, I think the focus of many of these people is on hedonistic anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this in regard to the LGBTQ AI plus ampersand hashtag
sure.
Tilde division sign. Hedonistic anarchy. What do we mean by that? Do whatever is good for you. It doesn't matter how it affects anybody else. If you want to be a cat, be a cat. If you want to be a whatever, be that. Because that's who you want to be.
Nah, I'm
good. It's anarchy. The same can be said of reproductive rights. You want to abort a child? Boy, this will get a soundbite. You want to abort a child? Fine. It's what's right for you. That's what hedonistic anarchy is all about. Whether they intend to destroy society or maybe they think they're helping society. I don't know. We know the answer. They're destroying society. They're destroying a culture. They're destroying people and people's lives. Preborn and those that are already alive. They're destroying lives. Let me go back and say those that are in their mother's womb, they're alive too, and they're human. We understand that. What is so detrimental to everything I hear her say in this women's facility in Minnesota abortion clinic is that yes, we do all these other things, and they're totally legitimate things. You know, mammograms, good. OBGYN care, good, great, and no male, no female has an objection to that, unless, of course, they're the giggling doctors in the background.
Right.
What we have a problem with is when you equate that with abortion care. No.
Yeah.
Because as I've said, and we'll say a million more times until people actually get it. If you want to make this a woman's rights issue, a woman's health care issue, mm-hmm. 64 million babies have been aborted since 1973, and the mm-hmm. number is continually growing. It's probably closer to 66 or 67 million. Mm-hmm. Do the math. Half of those are women. None of them are cats. None of them are puppies. They're women. You'd have 30-some-odd million more women on the face of the planet. So how dare you? How dare you tell me this is about women's rights when you've mercilessly slaughtered women?
Moving on to our last topic of the day, I do want to wrap in this one study. More than 1 in 5 Gen Z adults now identify as LGBT, showing nearly 30% of Gen Z women identify as such. About 22% of young adults who were aged 18 to 26 last year self-identify as LGBT, according to a poll released by Gallup this week. This is higher than nearly the 1 in 10 millennials, those aged 27 to 42, whoop, whoop, who identify as LGBT, and even higher than the 5% of Gen X, 2% of baby boomers, and 1% of the silent generation.
Do you notice something happening? It's doubling in every generation. 1 almost to 2, like 2 to 5, contagion. 5 to 10, 10 to 21. It's doubling in every generation. It's
almost like a contagion. A large chunk of millennial women, 9%, also identify as bisexual. The increase is driven in part by the Gen Z women. Gen Z women, almost 30% of them identify as mostly bisexual. That's the easiest thing for people to identify as because they can just say that they are.
It's hedonistic and then anarchy.
And then never participate in the activity.
And that's where thruples and polyamory comes from.
Yes, correct.
We can, and you got kids around, plug their ears for just a second. We can have sex with whoever we want.
Correct.
Because we live in a hedonistic anarchy. We live in a culture where at least the, apparently 21% of Gen Z, 10%, so if that's, if I'm doing the math right, we get about 35% of the population who says, you know what? It's okay. Do whatever you want.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
Boy, it almost sounds like that's biblical.
I think I've heard that once or twice
before.
They
did that which was right.
Speaking of people who have gone to the very end of Romans 1, Dylan Mulvaney.
Brought up a name.
Dylan Mulvaney.
I've been worried about this.
Haven't heard from this guy in a while. What's this guy up to?
Boy. Little boy.
What's this boy up to?
Or is it little girl?
No, it's a boy. It's a boy.
It's a boy. Something you might hear in the next couple of days.
Dylan Mulvaney. I might say in the next couple of days. Dylan Mulvaney, if you remember, Days of Girlhood. We started talking about that, 2 years ago now, I feel like? This young man who thought he was gay. Then it turns out, no, I'm just a woman trapped in a man's body. And so he begins his transition, quote unquote. Now he's a girl and he was brought on to be a spokesman for Bud Light and crashed Bud Light and they've never recovered. And
then they had to hire Chris Stapleton and Garth Brooks.
He spoke with the president at the White House.
And, as a girl.
And the president's like, who is this guy? And
that's not a guy.
And
no, but it is.
Come on, man. Well, if we remember, Dylan Mulvaney was actually a theater kid. He was a theater. He was
He was a thespian.
He was a thespian before he was anyway.
you're going to need to cut
Dylan,
that out.
No, Dylan. I don't know what's going on with Dylan these days. I will say that no matter how much plastic surgery this young man gets, he still looks like a man. But you haven't heard this yet, so congratulations,
I'm so
ladies
nervous.
And gentlemen. Welcome to the world premiere of Dylan Mulvaney's new hit song, Days of Girlhood.
Monday, can't get out of bed. Tuesday morning, pick up meds. Wednesday, retail therapy. Cash or credit, I say yes. Thursday, had a walk of shame. Didn't even know his name. Weekends are for kissing friends. Friday night, all overspent. Saturday, we flirt for drinks. Playing wingman to our twinks. Down in the bath. These are the days.
God help us.
I don't want to be mean, but I just have some thoughts about this video. Number one, mission accomplished for Dylan. He's now very popular as a singer, and will never have to worry about that another day in his life. He's got that handled. He's got a new song out. The whole thing is good. Great. The other thing is, did you listen to the lyrics?
There's one point in there in particular that drew my attention as soon as I heard it. What was your favorite lyric? As if there were
one. I was interested in the lyric describing the week, like every day.
Uh-huh.
There's different stuff. Mm-hmm. Monday can't get out of bed. Tuesday morning, pick up meds.
Bingo.
Wednesday, retail therapy. Cash or credit, I say yes.
Wait, because every girl just spends frivolously.
Thursday had a walk of shame. Didn't even know his name. Weekends are for kissing friends. Friday night, I'll overspend. Saturday, we flirt for drinks. Playing wingman to our twinks. That's gay friends. You're welcome. Sunday, the Twilight soundtrack cues my breakdown in the bath. So these are the days of girlhood. Are the days of girlhood.
It's all about emotional instability. Every last line. And this is, please don't let your daughters listen to this.
This is the most sexist song ever
written.
I'm
going to say a word I don't think I've ever said on our show. It's a dirty four-letter word. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. Don't let your children listen to this crap.
Oh, I said that the other day. You're fine.
It's absolute crap. Refuse.
Yeah.
You need to draw refuge from it.
Yeah.
Refuse garbage.
Nothing
like saying, hey, if you're a girl, you're emotionally unstable and you can go spend whatever you want, pop all the meds you need, and if you flirt for drinks and kiss whoever you want, hedonistic anarchy.
Monday, depression. Tuesday, drug addiction. Wednesday, credit card debt.
Drug addiction.
Thursday, promiscuous sex. Same thing. Friday, more credit card debt. Saturday,
Dave Ramsey promiscuous, would not be happy.
Promiscuous activity. Sunday, depression and mental breakdown. Is that how Dylan Mulvaney views women?
I hope you're understanding. This is literally, and I use that word somewhat tongue-in-cheek, this is the first time I've heard or seen this. I'm truly getting this cold.
I didn't get to the next verse.
No.
Yep, we're doing it. I've already reviewed it. It's fine.
No, it's not fine for my heart.
Hot girls to front of the line. Linked arms, no stress, because we're dressed up to the nines. Mini skirt, it's below my hips. Dye my hair blonde. Pillow talk on my lips. Boys on the dance floor, it's finally clear. The patriarchy is over. You can hold our beer. Back at home.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Back at home, we replay the breakup. Stay up all night. Fall asleep in our makeup. Mom brought me into the world. Sister taught me how to girl. Best friend coached me how to text. The boy toy that I'm dating next. Girls who helped me show the way, they're why I'm an it girl today.
What, do you know what an it girl is? Because I don't.
It's you're the girl. The girl. In our generation, it was you were all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You were that girl.
Okay.
You were the girl. Dylan Mulvaney says he's the girl. You know the one in all the Disney movies or the Nickelodeon movies or whatever where that girl walks down the hallway of the high school and every head of every gender turns because she's made her appearance. That's Dylan Mulvaney.
Okay. So I'm going to talk to parents for just a second. We're video today. If you're listening to this, I'm looking directly at you as you listen. If you're
looking
watching,
through your radio.
If you're watching, you know. Parents, don't let your daughters listen to this garbage.
Parents don't let your sons listen.
Well, hey, you beat me to it.
Sorry.
Parents, don't let your daughters think this is the ideal path of womanhood. Lauren Daigle? Is that fair? Okay, he's biting his tongue.
Whatever.
You know,
she's, yeah.
There are other female musician role models.
There are even those in the secular world who are fine, I guess.
Better yet, don't let your sons to grow up. Don't let your sons grow up to be this. Teach your children, your daughters, the ideal path of womanhood, and your sons how to be a man. And I'm not saying that as some backwoods hick from Podunk, South Carolina. There's a way to be a profitable member of society and still be a male, a man, a God created, not some mama brought me in the world and now the girls taught me how to girl. What the, you do it. What the bleep? Come on.
Well, Waylon and Willie once had a song.
Oh, dear.
It said, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
Mamas, don't let your...
Mamas, let your babies grow up to be cowboys, doctors, lawyers. Don't let them grow up to be that.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Don't let them grow up to be this, please.
And listen.
Dylan Mulvaney is in a very, 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 dark very place. Dark place. I believe at the very end of Romans 1. And as Christians, as we, because some of this deserves to be mocked. So this deserves to be, like, this is ridiculous. And we need to see it for what it is.
Hat on.
But they're the only, I see no other way. There has to be a deep and stark encounter with the God of the universe. Because guess what? I'll let you in a little secret. While we might disagree with what Dylan Mulvaney's doing, guess who loves him?
God does, and Dylan, when you watch this.
Of course.
Or listen to this, Dylan, we love you enough to speak some truth. And the truth is for anyone, including you, who's struggling with gender dysphoria, there is hope, there is help. And I cannot wrap my head around what you're going through right now, but there's help, there's hope. And if you need that, well, you do need that help and that hope. I hope that you find it in the loving arms of a Savior that cares deeply for you. And, yeah, that's where I'll leave that.
God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Maybe. Who knows? We'll be back on Monday in some shape, form, or fashion, just maybe not on this show. Who knows?
Justin may be doing a show from the hospital. Probably not.
I don't think that's going to be allowed. But we'll be here at some point breaking down the news of the day and the news of the week and what's going on inside the State House. We want to thank you for making us the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina. If you want to learn more about Palmetto Family, you know what to do. PalmettoFamily.org. Click on that invest button. And you can also go down and sign up for our email newsletter if you would like. And then make sure you're following us on all of our social media pages, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all of them, all the places. Not TikTok because we're not on it, and no one might be soon. And then, of course, if you want to learn more about us, that email newsletter is the place to go. 5-star rating and review on the audio versions of these podcasts. That helps us out a great deal. Subscribing is free.
For free?
We don't have to charge you anything. And we choose not to because it's the right thing to do. For Mitch Prosser, I'm Justin Hall. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Ides of March. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy your corned beef and cabbage this weekend. And we will see you next week on the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina.
This one.
Common Family Matters Show.